teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever wanted for, a lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller, and my co-host... Where is he on the left coast? Is he there?
Right here. Right here.
And you are, sir?
James Martinez. Welcome, there. Everybody.
Hey,
hello.
How you doing? I got rid of my headache last night, by the way. Had a good night's
good.
Sleep. I'm rested up and raring to go today. Very strange thing. By the way, before I forget here, James, you're going to be featured in a magazine. And it's going to be released to bookstores across the United States. I don't want to tip the hand as to what the magazine is, but it's an up-and-coming magazine. They did an initial run of 10,000, sold all of them out. So their next run here is 30,000. It's going to be going into the bookstores, and this is going nationwide. So aside from your notoriety around there in Hollyweird, they're going to find out about you in other venues.
Oh, nice. Great. Great. I'm sure everybody that's reading that will be able to see. Credit card? Well, I got a problem with that. Credit cards.
Well, you know, that's our God here. That's our survival tool. That's how we've been living. Well, yeah. What do you think of today's, or yesterday, the Mr. Bernanke throw dollars from the helicopter, Ben Bernanke, lowered the rate, the Fed rate, 50 basis points. Stock market shot up through the roof yesterday. They're bragging today we're only a couple hundred points from our high, and everything is just ducky. They're now spelling the end of our financial woes here in this country.
Yeah, sure. how many trillions did you say?
How's that for cheerleading? I mean, these guys, what kind of drugs are they doing? There's got to be a new Wall Street Journal designer drug that these people are on.
Not mescaline. It's not ayahuasca, and it's not LSD. I can assure you that.
It's magic something or other. I don't know what they're sticking up their nose. But, these guys are saying everything is okay, and they're doing it with a straight face. And this is really amazing. And on the other hand... If you take a look at what they're talking about in the news, gold, and by the way, James, not to blow my own horn here, but I said at the beginning of this month, I said by the end of September you're going to see gold at 7.25. And these gold prices, now keep in mind that these gold prices are set in London. It's called the fix. Little clue there. They fix gold prices in London every morning. Well, they had been warning, or so these talking heads and these great people connected with Wall Street and investment, housing, banks, and you name it, the whole matrix out there. Oh, they come out with the stories today. See, we told you that, if Mr. Bernanke does this, then in fact inflation is going to rise, and that's going to push people into gold and silver. They have not been saying this at all. But all of a sudden, after the fact and after it starts going, and we knew it was going to, all of a sudden they come in on their white steed with their banner of truth and honor telling us, we told you so.
Right.
I can't even – there's got to be a new version or a new meaning for hypocrisy, and that's got to be put in Wikipedia. And all of these people's faces have got to be there with it. Simply amazing. At any rate, folks, we'll get on with Cash Flow here. John Stadtmiller, James Martinez, right after this first break.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
There is a website that people may want to pay attention to. I don't know exactly how I came upon this, but it's called urbansurvival.com. And the writer of this website is a very, very, very sharp individual, knows exactly what's going on. And in his story today, you're going to like this, James. He says,
yeah.
A couple of years back, I offered the idea of Peoplenomics. Peoplenomics subscribers that although the economy is likely to crash, there might be one way to orchestrate a crash to make it disappear. The way is to walk a perfect tightrope between runaway deflation, such as the Weimar Republic experienced in the 1920s, such as Zimbabwe with the almost 6.5% inflation that it's presently, by the way, in the midst of. On one hand, while at the same time avoiding the pitfalls that come with deflationary collapse, like the one the U.S. went through in the Great Depression in the early 30s, and what was technically the secondary depression at about 1937, 1938, compounded by perverse economic policies of the time. We can thank Franklin Delano Roosevelt for the New Deal. He was telling people, yes, we're going to put a chicken in everybody's pot, but what he failed to tell you was that if you had two chickens in your pot, you're going to have to give one up. That's socialism, folks. I mean, any way you cut it. From a policy, he says, from a policy perspective, what this means in practical terms is the Fed cannot operate and has not been operating on an even-handed basis Without massive federal intervention, easing the stock market would have declined and some of the rot would have been sorted out. Now, he says, I must be a fool to believe in free markets instead of letting the normal forces of free market capitalism cause deserved failures among the companies that overleveraged, and especially the investment houses which made malinvestments, I think that's a word, during the real estate housing bubble. The Fed instead threw open the discount window and is providing systematic liquidity like never before in order to keep the corporate globalist state status quo alive. Now, he said, don't get me wrong. I'm not cheerleading a crash. However, I do cheerlead the honest money that holds its value over time. That went missing in 1913 when the Fed seized America. And people don't know this, but there have been many writers throughout the years that have decried the Federal Reserve System and said that at maximum, this thing's got shelf life of 100 years. Well, let me see, 1913, add 100 to that, 2013, here it is, 2007, the dollar's worth 2 cents. They've got cash floating all over the globe. Alan Greenspan says, you know, they're going to get off the Fed Reserve currency and they're going to shift to the euro, which is bad news. What happened yesterday? Good news for Wall Street. Everybody was cheering. Stock prices went up. They're just absolutely fanatical that, well, we might bust 14,000. Look at 1929 and look what happened. And look at the parallels. And if you really take a close view of 1929, we were coming out of an agrarian culture. A bunch of farmers founded this country, grew cattle, did whatever. We put railroads in. We started heavy industry. We started manufacturing. We did all of those things. We were crawling out of that agrarian society, and we were going into manufacturing, the industrial age, if you will. And we carried no debt in this country to speak of. Everything was in place. The labor pool was there. Business was there. Everybody was ready. Well, the Fed just decided, a few years after they privatized the money system in this country, they decided, well, things are heating up a little bit too fast, so we've got to withdraw the money from the system. Hence, there's your 1929 stock market crash. Now, fast forward to 2007, James. Yep. We've got $100 trillion in debt. Let me see. They've got $2 trillion or better floating out there in bad credit. They were loaning money to people that shouldn't have had mortgages. There was a lot of adjustable rate mortgages that have been called in. People's payments have doubled. And they're sitting there holding the proverbial financial bag. Now, we can't let the American people totally off the hook. I mean, you got a patty cake with the scoundrels, I mean, in order to make their dreams come true and your nightmare a reality.
Right.
And that's exactly what has happened. So here we find ourselves in a very precarious position. I call it the perfect storm. We have government that's getting a little bit fascist, and we have banking, of course. That is going to be the funny-looking guy. Remember the Monopoly game? Remember the funny-looking guy that was the banker? Yeah, we've got the bankers in there. And then we've got the corporations that are transnational and global. After all, it's a global economy now. And we have now the perfect storm set up for the destruction of this country economically. And, folks, that's not good news, except think about this. You got to hit the brick wall before, you know, they say that Humpty Dumpty couldn't be put back together again. Well, yeah, he can with enough time and enough care. We did not get in this financial position overnight. We're not going to get out of it overnight. But the mere fact that this thing is coming down, it leads us into the way, into the light, if you will, to build this country back again on strong economic basis and then get on with the real business of life, and that's living. You know?
Exactly. You know, whatever happened to that?
What, living? That kind of went out with the baby in the bathwater, out the window. And people right now, and you talk to them all the time, people are struggling right now. They are uncertain. They're fearful. And you can thank, and we can go back to the root of this deal, the funny money system that has the shelf life of 100 years. Since the 60s, we've said this before, 80% of the buying power of the dollar, it's lost 80% of its value just since the 1960s. And that is the inherent flaw with the debt money system and the banker's game of fractionalized reserve banking. You know, one time, James, I was up in Michigan. I was in an NBD bank, which was sold out to somebody, and then somebody else bought it up. But I had an account in the bank, but I did not have identification. And I walked in there with about a $30,000 check to cash, and I didn't have an ID on me.
Scare them?
Well,
scare them with that.
Yeah. Well, we don't have that much cash on hand. Can you wait a few days? No.
Yeah.
I told them, I said, I'm here to cash this check, but I don't have an ID. Well, they said, well, we can't cash your check. And I said, what do you mean you can't cash my check? We need a photo ID. I said, that could be forged. That could be fake. Well, that's the banking practices, and we require that. And I turned around, I looked at her, and I said, you see that camera in the corner? I said, there's my photograph. Here's my signature. So this is better than an ID that could have been faked. You got the real deal.
Well, were you speaking with like a supervisor?
No,
or
robots. At this point, it was the teller. And they're all looking at each other, and yeah, robots, exactly. And they were snickering with each other. Now, I started to get a little hot under the collar, and I said, let me see your branch manager. Well, it happened to be a Friday after work. The bank is loaded, and he forestalled me for a few minutes, and he wasn't going to come out of his office and talk to me, so I stood right in the middle of his lobby with probably 75 people in there, and I started educating him on fractionalized reserve banking. Well, this guy shot out of his office like a cannon.
I paid money to see that.
He ran over to me.
Gold, though. I would have given you gold to see it. How about that?
He says to me, what's the problem out here? And I says, apparently it's your bank, and this check, even though that it's drawn through your bank, and I have an account here, your people behind the window are making me show an ID, and I explained that, you know, here's my face. You got it on camera. Here's my signature. That's better than anything. They to get me out of there, they cashed that check without me showing one shred of ID, just to get me out of that bank.
But, see, what you did is you questioned authority and you asserted yourself onto them.
Well, I was telling them about the scam, man, and they didn't enjoy that. But
no. I bet they didn't with all those people there.
But, hey, look, James, you're old enough. I'm old enough. We were told, be responsible. If you have credit, you got to be responsible with it. And for years and years and years, I mean, we've always got buffoons. You know, you don't give them a piece of plastic anymore and you let them play with razor blades. Because there are people that are going to be irresponsible. But
right.
the situation is today that we have people that have been trying to be responsible for the credit, but that has literally become their lifeboat off of the Titanic.
They live off the cards. Once they're living off the cards, it's over.
And here's the deal. You can either jump in the boat or jump in the icy water in the last 30 seconds, or, you know, here's the deal. But people have been using those credit cards to literally survive.
Yeah.
I mean, and that is the position that people are in. Now, what's going to come to pass when all of a sudden they've maxed out their credit cards, they can't have any more credit, their bills are coming due, they start missing a few payments on those credit cards. What do you think the credit card company is going to do? Do you think they're going to give you a pass?
They're going to use the old universal default clause, which right now is such a major problem for the public that I know that they're trying to pass legislation to ban that. But here's the interesting part to me. They pass these laws and they ask these banks to follow by, you know, Fair Credit Billing Act and Fair Debt Collection Practices Act and so forth. And then they pass these laws and they break them anyway. This universal default agreement is, I mentioned that a little bit before for consumers, is you have 5 credit cards. You've been perfectly paying on them for the whole history of your time you've been with them. And say you get in an accident around the time where you've got to pay your payment. So you're in the hospital, you can't get out, you're unconscious or whatever the story is, and then you don't pay it. Not only will your interest rate skyrocket from whatever it is up to the highest possible, but they will do that on all the credit cards. No questions asked. They will do it automatically. I've heard this over and over and over again. It's crazy that America has to deal with that. It's crazy.
Well,
totally unfair.
And it is. And like I said, up until, you know, all things being equal, people could manage their affairs. And now they can't, and they're maxed out. By the way, I think the people that said that rules are made to be broken, I think they're the very people we're talking about here. But we won't let that out of the bag. We'll take the break. Be right back with James Martinez, John Statmiller. This is Cash Flow. How to get yourself out of that hole? Well, we're going to tell you exactly how you can accomplish that. And it's pretty painless, folks. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625. Well, recession, what the cut won't do. And this is pretty telling. While most economists still don't believe the nation will fall into recession, newsflash, been going on since February of 2006. They're also telling you, by the way, that inflation is, we're keeping a wary eye on it. It's running 2 to 3%, but don't worry. Thank you very much for playing the game. You lost. Get your booby prize at the door. Inflation is running between 11 and 12%. And, James, let me ask you a rhetorical question that okay. really doesn't require an answer, but what do you think happens when they continue to flood the market with money? Recession?
Yeah.
Oh, there's the fear of recession that we're already in. And I had Bob Chapman on yesterday on my own program, and he said, by the end of this year, he said inflation is going to start shooting up 15%, maybe more. He said,
yeah, Merry Christmas.
And within 2 years, I'm almost, and Bob Chapman is not a screwball. He's one of these financial guys that has been around the block quite a few times, knows it mm-hmm. in his sleep, inside and out, this guy gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to start his day. And that's all that he does is pay attention to the financials. He said within 2 years, he said the inflation rate could very well be at 25%. Now, should I tune into CNBC right now and seeing the boys at Closing Bell coming up here in a little while, cheering up and down because Wall Street's doing so well? James, it's the scam, and they're trying to milk everything out of this until...
While they can.
While they can. Can anybody... Have you heard, James, any explanation as to why oil is over $80 a barrel right now?
No.
I haven't either.
Not reasonable explanation.
Well, I mean, you had the usual claptrap that, oh, there might be a hurricane threatening some oil rigs in the Gulf, and there's some tensions on Wall Street, and the traders are a little nervous. Well, that doesn't equate to anything. And why are we still pumping oil out of countries and buying oil from other countries when we have our own oil here and we have technology that's coming online, that's coming into the marketplace that could severely curtail the use of our oil? And I've said this on my program before. You know, here's when the game is rigged, and this is the only store that you can go to. It's kind of like the company store. And you get charged outrageous prices, but don't worry, you don't have to put any money up. We'll just take it out of your check every month, and you end up being basically chattel slave to the company. Well, what they've done with this is they are reaping massive profits because these people know what's coming. And gas over $3 a gallon at the pump for you little consumers out there that were just trying to get back and forth to work or go to grandma's for Sunday dinner or whatever. Well, don't you feel better now? It's down 20 cents or so. Don't you feel better?
But yeah.
there's been no viable explanation as to why the oil has been put at that price. And oil companies, they own their own rigs. We've done a lot of stuff to curtail oil drilling to keep us dependent on that foreign oil. But I got another news flash for you. Little place in Alaska, north to Alaska. They got Gull Island up there, the North Slope. By the way, the pipeline that was supposed to ease our energy woes here, more than half of that's already sold off to Japan. But they've got in-ground up there, and this is some pretty good grade crude oil, they've got at present U.S. consumption rate right now, not projected out next year or 10 or 20 years from now, right now, present oil consumption. They have enough oil in the ground up there alone without drilling anything else, and it's ready to go. They've already got the exploratory wells drilled. They're ready to come online. We've got enough oil up there to fuel this country for the next 200 years. But yet we're playing.
You think we're ever going to use it?
Well,
I don't know. I've heard about that for a long time, and I don't know.
But you take a look at the energy markets. They're already saying. And we have the actual notes of the corporations back in the 50s, the oil boys, that what they were planning to do was to curtail and not expand the refining capacity. So using the old capitalist supply and demand, as the supply is shorter, the price goes higher. You know, that's common sense in capitalist system. Everybody has heard that. But when you go to the point of fixing the supply, you know the demand's going to rise. You already know that, but you fix the supply. Then you can start charging what you want. And now they're coming around here again with the peak oil deal. And they're already saying, now everybody hang on to their hats here. What do you think this is going to do to world economies? Well, oil might go to 100, maybe $150 a barrel. I hope you got air in your bicycle tires.
Yeah.
You know? I hope you don't have arthritis in your knees because you're either going to be hoofing it or you're going to be wheeling it on a bicycle. Because
right,
nobody
yeah.
Now imagine what the effect of that is going to have on the economy here in the United States, along with all the debt, along with all the housing. By the way, Alan Greenspan didn't use the term housing bubble. He said it was a froth. Now, how's that?
Froth.
A froth. You know, like you're standing out on the beach in California, you know, when the wind blows right, you get that little froth on the shore. Yeah, it's froth. It's not. But they went on to say that it was a culmination of little bubbles. So he did use the word bubble, but he tried desperately to stay away from
Thanks,
it.
Mr. Greenspan.
I'm telling you, it's
appreciate
like,
it.
It's like E.F. Hutton. When Alan speaks, people listen. Of course, they don't know what they're hearing. They can't decipher it.
Right.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
James, I think this is produced out in Los Angeles. Howie Mandel's Deal or No Deal?
Oh, yeah. I know quite a few of the people on that show, actually.
Do you? And I'm watching this thing the other night just out of the morbid curiosity that greed takes people's lives over. And who did they have up there as the – now, the banker – folks, if you have never watched the show – And I watch all media just to get a flavor of what pop culture thing that we're into, or what saviors or icons that either Hollywood or television is trying to present. And I watch all of these shows. And there's Donald Trump. Now, normally during the shows, the banker is in shadow behind a window. And the basis of the game is simply this. And we were just talking about this during the break. That's why I'm mentioning it right now.
It's not a mistake that he's in shadow behind the scenes. Everybody who's listening, take a real close look at that.
Yeah.
That's not a mistake.
Yeah, that's right.
Just letting you know.
And the whole thing of the show is, I think, what do they have, 40 cases held by these beautiful women, and they bring contestants out, and you get to pick one case out of these 40 cases. Now, the deal is that they have corresponding board to those cases up there that they have from like one penny to $1 million, and you get to pick one case. You know, you're one, it's, I think it's a 1 in 40 shot that you're going to hit $1 million, and then the next level is 750,000 and a half a million and 400,000. So the game is playing on people's hopes and aspirations and a little touch of greed thrown in there, that you, the case that you picked is going to be the $1 million. Now, the real trick of it is to play the game, and the banker makes offers to buy you out. So as you're going along with this, and sure enough, this woman ended up with $25. She picked a case, it was $25. So the deal is, as you go through the game, you've got to pick cases, the beautiful little models open up the case, and there's the dollar amount, then that gets taken off the board. So as this happens, and hopefully you still have a million or half a million still on the board, your odds increase that you may be holding the case. But the real trick of the game is not your 1 in 40 shot of getting $1 million. It's how much money you can get out of that banker's moth-ridden wallet. And that's the real drama of the game. And invariably, people fall in. Well, this episode, Donnie Trump's up there with his beautiful hairdo. And he tells us later, I think there was an offer of like $98,000, $99,000, some absurd amount that this woman had never seen in one lump sum in her life. And Trump looks at her and he says, look, bankers are not your friends. I'm telling you, take this money and walk. Well, lo and behold, make a long, an hour-long show short here, she ends up with $25. So the whole game is you're trying to get the money out of the banker. He's making you deals on the hopes that, you know, you're going to get that half million, 400,000, 750,000, whatever. The woman ends up with $25. And I'm not joking. I'm sitting there and I'm watching this show with my wife. And I said, now, you know, everybody was booing Donald Trump. I mean, they love him, but they hate him because he's playing the part of the banker. And everybody hates bankers because we all know what bankers are about. They're your friends, sort of. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching. I said to my wife, I said, you know what? If Donald really wanted to score big time and throw a few dollars onto his personal shares here, he would offer money out of his own pocket to this woman. And I said to her, I said, he's
just for good PR. Yeah.
Just for good PR. What's $98,000 to Donald Trump, right? Yeah. And lo and behold, as the show ends, they're running the credits. There's the woman that had the $25 and her 10-year-old son standing next to her. And this money was supposed to be for his college education and everything. So Donald Trump, at the end of the show, says, I'm going to do something here. It has nothing to do with the show. It's my personal choice and my personal money. I'm going to write you a check for $25,000. But he looks at the woman, the damn fool that she is, and says, you're not to touch a penny of this. This is for your kid. But this is the game.
Wow.
This is the game, folks. You're Madison Avenue will tell you that if you buy a certain kind of makeup or a lipstick or clothes or perfume or cologne for men or whatever, a car, what, it doesn't matter, whatever they're trying to sell you, that this is going to help you achieve your dream. And James, this has been the trap. I don't even know if Americans even know who they are anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure that they don't at this point.
Well, and think about this. I mean, folks, is it any clue when they refer to you as being consumers that
right.
you consume what they're shoveling at you, and this is your dream? Well, everybody bought into it. Everybody wants to keep up with the Joneses. Everybody wants to be chic and stylish. And, you know, I could never understand why people go goo-goo gaga over Hollywood stars. Remember what I told you before? You know, and we'd had this conversation. I said, how many people do you know out in Hollywood that are solid people? Do you remember what you said to me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. In the business?
Yeah.
I can't even count on my hand. I know lots of people in the business, even on that show. I know people on that show. And they're like bankers. They're not honest people. Generally speaking, they're not. It's the toughest business in the world.
Well, and I said to you, I think you threw the thing out of 95%.
I
wouldn't want to have anything to do with 95% of them. You said, but there are a good core of people out here that are smart, that are articulate, that are honest, that are real
people. Yeah, one of the ones I will say that is, as I mentioned a week ago, is when I first started this process dealing with the credit cards, it was the creative types. A real creative, obsessive, compulsive guy I know who is now a director and does music videos and TV and is just doing his first feature. This was the guy that started this whole thing. The Hollywood person.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. He looked into it with me at the very beginning when this first started happening, because I was in a room with a bunch of people like, how can the banks do this to people? I mean, I was in it with a bunch of people that are real passionate about, you know, freedom and First Amendment and all that stuff. And this is the guy who made friends with, you know, I had my contacts at World Bank and other places, people on the inside that were telling me what was going on. And that's how it initially started.
Well, bless his soul. Did he get the bolt out of the blue or the epiphany? What really shook him? What made him move on this?
Because he thought that he's an American guy, but grew up in Europe, in the Baltic countries, and he came here and he wanted to work in the business. But this showed up because we were actually going to do what. The gentleman that did it maxed out. We were originally going to do that movie, only we were going to go all the way and put in the stuff that normally nobody would put in. And he decided, well, wait a minute, we can't do this at the same time. Let's attack this firsthand for people and see how it goes. And we were winning nonstop.
I said, I remember this conversation like it was yesterday. I said, you know, I don't care what people do, you know, for their jobs. I want to know who they are. You know, everybody has their jobs to do, be it talk show host, be it a garbage man, being a factory worker, being a CEO, being a postal worker, whatever. We all do what we do in order to put food on a table and a roof over our head. But what has always amazed me is this culture idolization, I guess you could call it, that the people, when they see Hollywood stars, that they equate that person with what they see on the screen and all the
looks. That's not even real. If they spend 5 minutes with me, I will reframe that entirely, because what they're experiencing is a reaction to a hypnotic effect from watching a screen, and the infusion of memory into the central nervous system and the repetition of that image into somebody's consciousness creates the reaction of how people react to quote-unquote stars or people that are celebrated.
Well,
celebrities.
And Hollywood has changed over the years. I remember 30s, 40s. I mean, you had your MGM and you had your stars and, you know, you had your Clark Gables and your Spencer Tracys and your Kate Hepburns. And this was a pretty locked down and solid business for these people because they controlled everything. And when then independent films came around, it was good, but it also brought a lot of garbage on the market. A lot of the videos, when you go into your video store, half of those videos that are hanging on the walls aren't even worth watching. They're made by independent producers, and that's a good thing, but there seems to be that's like taking the brush out of a painter's hand and just say, here, fingerprint. It's not art. It's just junk. And it's become polluted. But my point about this is that there's that same phenomenon, that this cultural this
idolization,
mm-hmm. and it's going on, and this is what Madison Avenue depends on. This is what the banks and the credit card companies depend on.
It's not a mistake that Hollywood's in bed with Washington and the policymakers.
Not at all.
It's not at all. But that they know.
It's simply amazing to me, and people have bought into this. You know that. You know, you got to have the newest, and it made me sick. You know, I see things about these kids with the what's the gaming system that 6 months ago it was released, and they're waiting outside. They were camping out in front of the stores to buy these things.
Oh, Xbox or
yeah,
Game Boy,
something like that. But I'm sitting there and I'm looking at these kids going, you know, if you wait a few weeks or a few months, the price will come down. You know, you can go buy it.
Gotta have it.
Gotta
put it on the card. Gotta charge it on the credit card, no matter what.
And that's
pre-buy it. Buy it on the web. Put it on the card.
Doesn't matter.
But
a lot of these kids, though, I mean, being little entrepreneurs in their own right, they knew that if they went and got these gaming systems, they could put it on eBay and just make a killing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, rather than these people that are on eBay wanting to get the same, you know, that very same thing, that very same thought that I got to have it, got to have it, got to have it now. Why? Who are we anymore, folks? Are we just consumers for the corporations to buy their little newest widget that hits the market? What have we become? What are we? I mean, folks, seriously, I want you to think about that. Who are we? James, when I was a kid, I'm a little bit older than you. When I was a kid, I had a bicycle. I had my bicycle, and I had my imagination. I didn't have video games. We didn't have a whole lot of money, so consequently, little play toys I didn't have a whole lot of, but I had myself and my imagination, and I had a whole lot of fun. But now, kids, my God, I mean, we've seen it through Madison Avenue with cereals. I mean, folks, it's no doubt when you walk into a grocery store that an entire aisle of a grocery store is dedicated to kids' cereals that are overpriced, no nutrition in them whatsoever.
None at all.
None. But it's what is shown on the screen, and that's what they keep tugging at mommy's shirt tails for, because they've got to have it because they saw it on TV. This has been the most destructive and the most wonderful thing I think that we've ever created is television. What a great way for medium. Now we have internet. We can go global with that. We can interact live with each other now. We can spread information around like never before, and it's out of the controller's hands. But don't worry, they're working overtime. They're going to be doing something about that. But this this whole thing, boiling this all down, it's this cultural ideology that people have come up with, and that's what they were, and they were banking on this, no pun intended. They were banking on, well, let's see if we can give people the opportunity to buy things on time. Let's see what that'll do. Well, it worked rather well, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, and now people, and like I said before, all things running along smoothly. You know, you can make your payments, you're employed, you got no worries. Your biggest thought is, what am I going to do on vacation this year, or where am I going to go this weekend, or what new toy am I going to buy, or, you know, whatever. All that is coming to a grinding halt, and I really feel, and the reason why we're doing this show is because, folks, we hate the robber barons. We hate the thieves. And more importantly, we hate these people using us against ourselves in this country. And we're literally destroying ourselves. And the only way that people are going to wake up out of that is if they're shown a different picture, if they're forced to look at themselves realistically and put themselves and put on the critical thinking cap and take a good look and do that personal inventory, not only financial, I'm talking personal here. You can work on you. I'm not gonna help you with the psychology stuff because that's not my bag. But there is a chance here that you can take control of your own financial life, and there's a chance that you can get it back on track. And no matter what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the markets, we were sad to say this. There was about a 30% unemployment rate back during the Depression. It's going to be a little worse now. But here is an opportunity before this slams you and you're in panic mode, and it's either jump in the lifeboat that's full off the Titanic or you jump in the icy water because the ship's going down. Mm-hmm. And they're telling you, don't worry, we're going to play music and we're going to rearrange the monogram deck chairs on the first class deck. Uh-uh. Don't be one of those victims. There is a slow disaster taking place. There's a slow sinking of this financial situation slowly going down. Incrementally, but it is going down. And where are you going to be when that boat hits the bottom? Don't be on it. And here is a way for you to pull yourself out of that and start taking control. If you've lost control before, we got good news for you. We can help you with that. And James, please tell them how exactly they can do this.
Okay, I am, for those of you that are here listening that have credit card debt, you have charge cards with like store cards. You have student loans that you can't pay off, and you're working and you're check to check and you're sinking down under. I've been representing North American Educational Services probably for about 5 years. And I was one of the original people that started beginning this process, and they are the number one company in the country that deals with credit card debt elimination and settlement. What the program offers is the ability for you to stop paying your credit cards legally, go through a dispute process of which you will not be left alone at all. When you join this program, you get email support, you get conference calls throughout the week, you get education from the people that are doing it and know exactly what the banks are doing, know exactly what the law firms are doing, know exactly who all the collection companies are and how the whole process is going. So a person has the capability to take whatever. It's not even a issue of how much credit card debt. It's what kind, really, is the first issue. But if people are interested in going through this program, I'd be happy to speak to them either by phone, or they can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, or they may call me at 310-201-6536.
We got a caller online. We'll take his call after the break. When we get back, by the way, I want to find out from you who your favorite Hollywood actor was.
Okay.
We'll do that after this. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We'll be right back.
right, James. Question that was put to you before the break. Who's your favorite Hollywood actor?
I'd have to say it's a tie either between Mel Gibson or Clint Eastwood.
Really?
Both are real people, and I can vouch for that.
Hmm. So you know Clint?
I know people. I've not dealt with him directly for quite some time, but that guy is old school. He's methodical. He's loyal. He's very, very good at what he does, and he's actually a really nice guy as well.
Well, my pick is Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy, I'm telling you, you know, I do this to people. You remember the movie Harvey?
Mm-hmm.
The 8-foot invisible Puka rabbit. Now, he played a part in that movie that he was a little off center. He was eccentric, needless to say. And when he'd be out in public, he'd walk into a store or something, and they'd look at him like you would greet anybody. Hi, can I help you? And he'd stop and go, well, what did you have in mind? You know, I mean, and I do that to people. I'll walk into a place, you know, just to break the ice and start conversation with them to fill their head with something other than, you know, the humdrum stuff that they see every day. And mm-hmm. I'll do that to people. They look at me and say, can I help you? And I say, well, I'd stop and look confused for a second and say, well, what did you have in mind? At any rate, Clint Eastwood and Mel Gibson, I like Mel too, but old school, real war hero. I mean, he walked the walk, talked the talk. My vote's for Jimmy Stewart. Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
How you doing?
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hey,
Don.
I got three things real quick here. First off, okay, Sears card, if you go bankrupt, which I had to do back in like 93. By the way, to your listeners out there, don't ever lend money to family members.
Yeah, I think all of us know about that one.
Yeah. Didn't you hear the advice as to not doing that? Yeah. But we do it anyhow because we love them.
Okay,
and then we
end
up hating him.
Okay, if you go bankrupt, though, Sears, even though it's not a, what's that word for it? It's not a secured credit card, but they still make you pay after you go bankrupt.
Well, sure.
So yeah. How do they get away with it? And is Capital One Business also a card that does that same thing?
Well, first of all, you can't do Chapter 7 on credit cards anymore, but as far as when you did it way back when, that was still going on, and a lot of times when you go do a Chapter 7 in your court, the creditors can show up, and they can try, and they do have a right to find out what assets and stuff you have. And sometimes, you know, Sears, their attorneys show up for when bankruptcy was actually going on. Their attorneys always showed up. They weren't one to walk away lightly.
They didn't show up for mine, but still, I still had to pay. They only made me pay for like 3 or 4 months afterwards, but, you know, I don't know. They just basically left it alone after that. Secondly, okay, if there's a county in this country that's still, you know, it's got a good sheriff and, you know, good rule of law and stuff like that, what would you guys name as that county?
Number one county out of thousands in this country.
Yeah, I mean, have you guys ever heard of a good sheriff and a, you know, good overall, you know, constitutional?
No. maybe, I'm dying to know which one that is.
It may be 5 or 10 years ago, but the good sheriffs have been replaced. I wouldn't know what to say to you on that issue. Maybe we can listen, leave it up to the listeners out there, and maybe they can do a little vote on it. By the way, what we're going to institute here is we're going to do on-live chat type of blogging deal. That if you want to remain anonymous and still ask your questions, you're going to be able to do so here in the near future on Cash Flow. James Martinez, we're out of time.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Take care, everybody.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, folks. With